City Manager Bessie Marie Scott made the announcement during a press conference at the Antioch Police Station.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that I've appointed Captain Joe V. Hill as the Acting Chief of Police for the Antioch Police Department, effective this Friday. Chief V. Hill will continue moving our police department in a positive direction while our national search for a permanent police chief continues. Chief V. Hill has been dedicated to Antioch and has served in various leadership roles at the police department.
Scott also acknowledged the choice of a permanent chief is an important decision for the scandal-plagued department that saw the suspension of nearly half its police force for officers sharing racist, sexist, and homophobic text messages that at times threatened violence, including at the city's former black mayor. The city recently agreed to federal oversight of its police department by the Federal Department of Justice. A similar State Department of Justice investigation is ongoing.
One of the most important decisions I will make in my role is choosing a new police chief who will lead our department into a new era. We will take time to choose the right individual for the job that our community deserves. Choosing a new chief is just a part of a positive changes we are making at the Antioch Police Department. Recently, the city announced a deal with the Department of Justice that includes detailed reforms and 5 years of monitoring by an independent law enforcement consultant approved by the Justice Department. The goal of this monitoring process is to ensure that our police department is adhering to non-discriminatory policing, training, hiring, and discipline.
Captain V. Hill has been an Antioch police officer since 2020 and served as the acting chief for the Antioch Police from August of 2023 to February of 2024. His comments were also focused on ensuring the public that he will also keep the department headed in the right direction and will work with the DOJ.
Our priorities will continue to be hiring, recruiting, and public safety. We will continually work with staff to examine our deployment strategies and resources, along with working with local leaders in our community to help the city thrive. I'm looking forward to working with the Department of Justice and making the police department better in every aspect possible. Transparency, community trust, and crime reduction are our priorities.
Speaking after the press conference, City Council District 1 Representative Tamisha Torres-Walker expressed her gratitude for Captain V. Hill, stating that she worked with him in Richmond and that their relationship was very open and transparent. But that is not always enough in a department with such a racist and violent history.
The challenge you always have to think about is you can be a good cop in a department with a bad culture. And so I think the fact that he's been able to restrain from being involved in that culture for the time that he's been here.
Councilwoman Torres-Walker says that the agreement for federal oversight is standard and more needs to be done.
I think it's very challenging to see that people want to rush this process, given the 2 decades that the community experienced brutality, the violation of their civil rights, dog attacks, being kidnapped from their homes. I mean, so much people have experienced over 2 decades or potentially more as indigenous people, people of color and black people in this city. I think it's unfortunate to say we want to expedite a process of accountability over 5 years. It takes about 10 to 20 years to change a culture. I think the police department is potentially on the right track. I don't think that in 3 to 5 years you're going to shift an entire culture, not just in the police department, but also in the community.
The Antioch Police Department is currently under a California Department of Justice investigation, with a community meeting being held next Thursday. Torres-Walker says she's concerned a state investigation may just be merged with the federal investigation and not require any additional sanctions on the Antioch police. She says the state investigation should continue and reach its own conclusion and remedies. She also expresses concern with an incoming Trump presidency and threats of gutting the DOJ at the federal level.
The challenge with that is, how do we know what the state of the US DOJ is going to be in the next 3 to 4 years, given a Trump presidency? And all of the threats on the Department of Justice, FBI, et cetera. And so I think the push from the community is to actually ask Cal DOJ to impose additional sanctions separate from the US DOJ sanctions. And if that's not possible, how can the agreement be modified to be a lot stronger, but also extended beyond a 3 to 5 year period to assure a true culture shift?
Captain Vigil will assume his duties as acting chief this Friday, January 10th. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, this is Frank Sterling reporting.